had to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. I hope you had a good weekend. My weekend was amazing. As usual, it goes by really, really fast. But welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, I don't have a brand new biblical question today. Hopefully tomorrow or whenever, but I don't have one right now. And last week, biblical question, we dealt with in fellowship yesterday, are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Are you living from your mind or from your spirit? And we discussed that yesterday. It was very interesting, the fellowship. And if you were not able to watch the fellowship or you were not there in person, you can check it out at, you can podcast it at rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church, all right? And it was very, 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 I love those meetings. I've always said this. I love the bond fellowships for the last 30, since 1990. I've been really, because I learned so much. I realized a lot. I learned a lot, and it's amazing. So you can podcast, rebuildingtheman.com/church. And if you're running around busy, we are here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time, heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama. You can be listening to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing. Of course, you can podcast, but you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. One of the things that we talked about in the meeting yesterday, the fellowship, is these fires that's happening in California and the reason for it. And what I realized is that the people, and I've said this before, you vote in. Oh, yeah, I forgot it's Monday. And we take all calls, but Monday we take the ladies' calls as they're coming in. because Monday is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
That's right. Nothing but lies. Nothing but lies. As I was saying, we discussed in the beginning of the fellowship yesterday, the fires in L.A. And what I realized is that America get the type of government that they vote in, and they get the type of government that they are. And I remember a time when, even though I was too young to vote, and when I first started voting, we voted in men who will work for you and not against you. We voted in men who was the best qualified man or men to work for us in the United States of America. Even when I moved to California at the age of 18, and I went out looking for work, it was always the best qualified person for the job. When I first moved to L.A., I don't ever remember. Now, maybe, I remember when I started believing Jesse Jackson and Louis Farrakhan and everything, everybody, that it was about racism. But prior to that, when I went out looking for a job, I never once thought, not even for a second. It wasn't even part of my thinking because I wasn't raised that way and I had not seen that before. I never thought that I would not get the job because of my color. And so whenever I went looking for a job, I told them what I can do. And then when I got the job, I did my best. And as a result of doing my best in my work, I was able to move up to different departments. And then moving up to different departments in that particular company, I was able to make more money and everything. And then if I wanted to make more money, I would go look for another job with a different company. I never thought, well, I'm black and I'm not going to get a job. Only after I started listening to that crap from the false leadership, the black leaders that at the time were still are brainwashing and making you think something so they can use you for their own personal gain. But I never thought about that. So America was based on the most qualified person in those days. And then because there are people who are, as I've said, human beings are evil, they kept pushing this idea about, oh, you're being discriminated against because of your color. You're being discriminated against because of this or that. You're a female, whatever they said. And they pushed that, and then the media got involved with it, pushing it, until we finally got to a point where they started to get rid of the best qualified man, and they will only bring in the male or the female based on their color or so-called gender. And as a result, things got worse because those people, the ones that were pushing that idea and the ones that were falling for it, they didn't care about anyone but themselves. So we got people in our government, in our schools, in our businesses and companies that are not qualified. Not at all. Even in our, I remember they put this black woman on the Supreme Court and a Mexican woman, too, who are there basically because they're female, primarily because they're female and of color, so-called color. And they're not qualified at all, zero. And so now we have an American that is run by women and some men, males, who are just not qualified. And as a result of not being qualified, they are trying to get all the money and power for themselves. They make laws, they pass bills, they do this, and they pretend they're doing it for you when they're really doing it for themselves, because every move they make, every idea they come up with, it put money in their pockets. And they cater to your emotions to make you feel something so that you can vote them and approve it. And you do. And you do. There is no reason at all, zero reason, not real reason, that Carrie Bass or Gavin Newsom should be running our government. Carrie Bass, the so-called black female mayor of the city, she is not qualified one iota of a bit to run a city. At all. There's nothing in her that says she's qualified. And she displays that. She was already showing that when she was pushing this homeless thing and building apartments for homelessness and trying to get them off the street, taking money away from the fire department and other things. And they will hold a press conference with a fake smile as though she were doing something good. And then people applauded her. They applauded her. Carrie Bass can care less for the people or about the people, for about the people in California. Carrie Bass and Gavin Newsom and the head of the fire department, all the people, they're about themselves. They're making buku money. They pass laws so that they can get wealth, but they pretend that they are passing them for you. The only thing that this country has done in the last 20 to 30 years was pass bills that brought money into their pockets and so-called power. Only thing they've done is they want a program where women can go to work and leave children with a daycare center. I remember when they had the Chinese virus and mothers had to stay home and raise their children. They did not like that at all. They were ticked. Who's going to babysit my kids if I got to stay home? I don't want to be home with these kids. And so this government passed program where we pay for women who hate their children and don't want to stay home and raise them. It's just been all about that kind of stuff, not qualified men that will work for us and not against us. And then the men that were there already in the positions, mostly white men, they got rid of those men and put in less qualified people of color. And this is what you're getting right now. This fire situation, I blame our government, local government, for not doing anything. According to all the reports, they got rid of the water to make sure we had no water to put out fires. And then they charge us for the water. That doesn't even exist. It goes into the ocean. They got rid of the qualified, or according to report, the qualified white men and put in women and men of no qualification. They got rid of the money, according to report, that was supposed to be used to make the company work. And now we have a devastated situation in our country, in our state. And as of this day, the fire is still burning. And there's no sign, according to report, of putting them out. Just imagine that. And a fire, as with water, have its own mind. You can't stop it. It doesn't mean, well, it doesn't just stop on its own. And now we have no way to stop it. And they have stupid, dumb Carabas and Gavin Newsom. Oh, don't play politics. Don't blame right now. Don't do this. I remember there was a time when there was a recall for Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder was running. America had, California had a chance to put in a better qualified person, a more qualified person. Gavin Newsom not qualified at all. And he never tells the truth about anything, but concerning work. But they decided no in the recall. We want Gavin. Give us Barrabas, they say. They want Barrabas. They didn't want Jesus. Same thing with Carabas. When we were voted for the mayor, I'm like, no, don't vote for Karen. Vote for the other guy. They voted for Karen back. They wanted Barrabas. They wanted a black, dumb female. So they could feel good. They could feel like DEI. So you really, as bad as the situation is, and this is hell on earth, right? You really don't have a reason to complain. You got what you voted in. You don't care about the best qualified person anymore. Look at the movies and the music. You don't have qualified people making movies anymore. They're just repeating what has already been made. In the good old days when boys were boys and men were men and movies were real, and good, interesting. They are repeating those movies over and over and yet nothing new because the people are not qualified. My country is never coming back. It's never coming back. People are living in fear. It's a real mess. And so, yes, the mayor and the governor of California are to blame. And then you have the head of the fire department, all the people, they're to blame. Well, they knew too. But they wouldn't be there if the people of California had not voted them in. And you had an opportunity to say no, and you said yes to evil. It's like, I tell people all the time, hey, drop your anger so you can see, you can be free. Don't blame anyone for the way you feel and what you think because those things are already in you. And you can't blame anybody for what you feel, what you think. And the people don't listen. A feeling come, a thought come, and they believe it right away and they blame. And they make decisions from their blaming. And their decisions are always wrong because you're making them in the darkness of your imagination. And you're blaming someone else and you feel like a victim. You listen to darkness. You won't stop. You won't, hey, do the silent prayer. Be still so you can know the truth. You can be present. Practice being present. Most people won't do that. They'll do it for a little while. They'll do it for a little while, and then they'll stop because the spirit of evil tell them to stop. And then the spirit of evil tell them why they're stopping. And they'll take those excuses as though they're their excuses, like they made up those excuses themselves. You don't make up excuses. You're not in control. None of your thoughts are your own. You never had your own thought and never will. But the same spirit that makes you stop is also making up excuses why you're stopping. And then you ask, well, why did you stop? And you speak of those excuses that you did not make up. but you think you did. And those feelings that you have, you blame us. I'm like, you're not, no, you can't blame anybody for what you think and feel. It's in you. It's inside of you. And most, and some people try. A lot of people try now, but most don't stick with it. They don't stick with it. Here's a little information on the wildfire here in California. Fox News is reporting. California authorities have confirmed a new death toll of 24. They're saying now 24 people are dead. They're dead. As wildfires continue to rage around Los Angeles on Sunday. And they're expecting the wind to get worse because normally in California, for those who don't know, around December, January, early February, we normally get rain. But we haven't gotten any rain. What the? Why get the rain? The water going into the ocean anyway. Thanks to Gavin Newsom. But we normally get rain, and it's normally windy, very windy. So it's not abnormal that we're having these winds. It's just unfortunate it's happening at a time when we have a major fire and there's no water to put out the fire. Think about that. And some people say, oh, we got to get Gavin Newsom out. We got to get the Carabas out. And I'm wondering how many of those people voted for those two people. But so the wind is expected to get worse. And there's so far, unless a report comes today, there's no sign of rain. And now they're saying 24 people are dead. And Fox News is reporting that a suspect seen holding a blowtorch near the wildfire is an illegal alien that was recently detained. They said illegal immigrant, but it's an illegal alien that was recently detained. Watch this from Fox News.
We brought this video to you yesterday. As you can see, that man who was holding a blowtorch was walking around a neighborhood when neighbors did approach him. This is, of course, over in Los Angeles County. And it appeared that he was trying to light different materials on fire. Eventually, all the neighbors show up. They take him to the ground. And then they do take him into custody as police arrive there. Now, we do know that he was arrested. However, he has not been charged in connection with any arsons at last check. Investigators saying they charged him with some other unrelated charges. But again, you can see the video there as he was approached by these neighbors who were paying attention and saw that he was holding a blowtorch and trying to light things on fire as they are dealing with all of these wildfires in the area.
Amazing, huh? I want you to think about that, too. You voted in a government in California and the federal government that is against stopping the illegals from coming into the country and getting rid of them. Gavin Newsom and Carrie Bass have said they're going to work against Trump in getting rid of the illegals. Gavin said something like he's going to put up a resisting Trump thing, something like that. These are the same people you think are going to look out for you in a fire situation. They're going to work against Trump. And they said it out loud. They didn't hide it. We're going to work against Trump, a Trump bearer or something, to keep him from sending the illegals out of the country. And then what these people have done, they have taken away bail bond. They're going to do a Trump-proof California. Trump-proof California, meaning they're not going to work with Trump to clean the mess up. They're going to work against them. And these are the people that you represent, you put in government to work for you. They're going to try, meaning they're going to try to sue Trump at every turn. Nothing he does, they're not going to work with him. to send illegals out of the country. And so if you catch one that tried to burn, if this is true, you can't blame, who are you going to blame? You voted for them. These are the same people that said, let's get rid of bail bonds and let the criminals out. We have too many blacks in prison, too many people of color. We need more white people in jail. Let's get rid of the bail bonds so the people don't have to go to prison. And they let them out, and they tell you, oh, by the way, we're going to get rid of your guns. These are the people you voted in to represent you. We're going to get rid of your guns. In the meantime, we're going to let the people out, and we're going to pass a law that says that people can steal up to $1,000, and don't you bother them. And then, by the way, if you commit a crime, you don't have to go to jail. You wait at home or on the streets or wherever. And by the way, we're going to give drug addicts free drugs. And we're going to tell them they can do whatever they want on your property. They can even move into your vacant home, and you got to go to court to get them out. And you voted for them. I don't know why you're complaining. It's like getting into a bad marriage, and then you're complaining. You're the one who got into the marriage or relationship, whatever. You have the government you want. And so, and then they, when the fire happened, they hold a press conference. They all get together, bunch of losers, and they tell you, be vigilant. We have a vigilant people. These people are doing everything they can. And we are so proud of the heroes who are bringing food and shelter and helping. Our organizations that are jumping in, we're so proud of you. And you feel good about it. They stroke your ego. They tell you that you are a hero. We got to look at the firemen. They are heroes. They are heroes. The firemen are doing their job. They get paid to do it. It's not a free job. They don't volunteer to go up there. They get paid to do it, but they call you a hero so you don't see that. They set you up. They stroke your ego. And every human being with anger are doing the same thing. It's the same evil spirit. And you love to feel good or bad. So when they call you a vigilant person, we got people who are determined. You love that stroking, even though it's not even true. You're not a hero. But these people who have set you up to suffer unnecessarily, they call you a hero. And because you're in your ego trip, you fall for it. And everybody say, and I saw Joe Biden putting those hero badges around losers in the White House. Hillary Clinton, all the people, Magic Johnson, all them. And they felt like heroes. The people applauded them. There was nothing heroic about them at all. But because they were saying they were heroes, they felt like heroes. And they went home that night and they cried. Because as soon as the light goes out and the crowd is gone and the applause are silent, you got to deal with reality. You're nothing. You're nothing. You're nothing. You're not a hero. Just because somebody says you're a hero, that doesn't make you a hero. When will you wake up? When will you take control of your own life? 888-775-3773. What a setup. Back in a moment. All right, folks, welcome back. Speaking of taking control of your own life, what's wrong with that? There is no better way to live. I encourage you to take control of your own life, your personal life, your financial life, your investments. And lately, I have been recommended. I've always recommended that you buy home, buy land. Now recommended that you buy gold. Put a little gold, because they keep saying the dollar bill ain't going to be worth anything after a while. So first, you got to focus on you. Get your life right, get your career right, and get your investments right. And so for those who might not be aware, I am proud to introduce to you GoldCo. GoldCo. And for my listeners, we have a special promo. GoldCo and I have a special promo for my listeners. Qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver. A 10% instant match in bonus silver. And to learn more about it, go to jessielovesgold.com. jessielovesgold.com. Or call 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. Why don't you love being in charge of your own life? Check out goldco.com. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-777-5773, 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up. TheHakeReport.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. Joel Friday TV. He black. Amazing. You don't want to miss it. Really, all of the shows are just amazing. And at 12 noon today, are you doing your show today, Nick?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Nick is back. The anchor baby is back. So at 12 noon, the American anchor baby, he's back. And he's feeling better. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon today. And at 2 p.m., Punch TV. We have a new episode today, is that right?
Correct.
Punching TV.
We got a promo.
At 2 p.m. today. You gotta. PUNCHIE.TV. Watch this.
New people here. That's not Nick.
Yo, yo, yo. How's it going, everybody? This is the American Anchor Baby.
You guys know Wes Watson? Social media influencer. And he got in a fight.
I knew that guy was like some weak guy, like this fake alpha.
I think you have to teach a guy a lesson.
There's self-defense and there's like attempted murder.
No, I feel like we shouldn't be encouraging that type of stuff. If we're really going to walk on this path with Christ.
It's like raping and killing your family and then beating you as well.
Yeah.
And you're watching them do it, you're going to turn the other cheek?
What am I supposed to do? I'm getting beat up. All right.
What does it mean to turn the other cheek?
A brand new episode of the FallenState.TV.
A punchy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. brand new. We got so much going on here. A brand new episode of punchy.TV. What did he mean when he said self-defense is like murder?
No, he said there's self-defense and then there's attempted murder.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so this guy, which one was he?
There was this guy who got into a fight with somebody with a bunch of people at a gym. And this bunch of people may have gone overboard in beating him up.
Oh. Oh, man, huh?
Yeah.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Punch and TV at 2 p.m. Pacific time. A lot going on. I want to just finish this thing with the fire and everything. According to Fox News, it's, you know, it's so interesting to me, folks, to see how human beings don't see. And I understand, I used to be blind like that. I couldn't see it either. I knew something wrong, I just didn't know what was wrong. But you don't see that thoughts and emotions are evil. And that evil people push thoughts. They push the intellect. And they push emotions. Because they know they can control you that way. They know that. They know it. You might not realize it. But Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom and the fire department people, they know exactly what to say to keep you in line, to keep you under control. Just like in relationships, whether it's friendships or marriageship, datingship, preachership, whatever. If you're not in control of your own life and just learn from one another, they know what to say to hit your emotion to control you. Just like you know what to say, too, to control others. And it's all evil. But you're not going to tell yourself it is evil. Fox News reporter, officials with the FBI Los Angeles are searching for the operator of a private-owned drone that collided with a Canadian plane assisted with a California fire suppression. And so I told you about the story of this. They had two planes that were going up there trying to put out the fire. Well, apparently somebody running a drone, and the drone ran, according to the report, into one of the plane. And now we're showing it to you right there if you're watching it right now. It crashed into the plane. And now they only have one plane, unless they got some more since then, to put out the fire. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. So they have not, unless they have recent today or something, they have not found a person that was flying the drone thing. And Fox is also reporting that Ukraine president said five fighters from his country are standing by and ready to help fight the wildfire ravaging Los Angeles County. Canada, Mexico has had already sent firefighters to California to assist local crews battling the fire. I want you, then I'll take your calls. To listen to this female, Karen, during a press conference, Karen, which is the so-called mayor of Los Angeles, Karen said, was asked whether, what explained the lack of preparation. This is from Fox News. Watch this.
Mayor, L.A. County is in a panic state. It began 2 days ago with the Palisades fire. My crew and I arrived shortly after it started. And for several hours, we watched as hundreds of homes in a neighborhood burned to the ground. We did not see a single fire engine. We watched as Good Samaritans guided traffic. There was fear and there was a lot of confusion. You were out of the country at the time. Shortly after the fire started, a press release was put out warning of this fire behavior. My question to you is, what explains this lack of preparation and rapid response?
Let me just say, first and foremost, my number one focus, and I think the focus of all of us here with one voice, is that we have to protect lives, we have to save lives, and we have to save homes. Rest assured that when
but that did not
rest
happen.
Assured, let me finish, rest assured When that is done, when we are safe, when lives have been saved and homes have been saved, we will absolutely do an evaluation to look at what worked, what didn't work, and to correct or to hold accountable any body, department, individual, et cetera. But my focus right now is on the lives and on the homes.
Do you think your leadership was effective while responding to this disaster?
I just said what I believe is the most important thing for us to do right now, and that is going to continue to be my focus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to.
And that is your mayor, and you voted for that. She did not tell them why they hadn't already done the job to prevent this from happening, or why they had not prepared in case a fire came, why they're sending the water to the ocean rather than building the dams, why did they destroy the dams, why they're trying to save one fish, why? Why are they trying to save fish over human lives by diverting the water to the ocean? Why? She didn't answer any question at all. We're trying to save life now. She ain't trying to save no life. She can't save a life. Who does she think she is? She can care about nothing about your life. Zero about it. She didn't answer the question, and she doesn't have to. You know why? Because she'll give you an emotional talk, and you'll vote for her again, and she knows it. That's why she doesn't have to answer the question. She's a black female. She knows you're not going to touch her. She'll cry racism, and she'll cry women brutality, women something. What do women cry when you tell them the truth? What is it, women abuse or something?
Verbal abuse.
Misogynist. Yeah, she'll cry misogynist. And you'll vote her in again. Verbal abuse. You're not supposed to talk to a woman like that. You're not supposed to ask a woman why she didn't do her job. What? No, that's just female abuse. And you got firemen coming from Canada and everywhere trying to help you out. And we have all the money and the resources right here in this country. And we ought to get somebody else to come in to help us. After all that money we've spent. And it's interesting how a lot of the entertainment people, houses have been burned down. And now they're looking silly. I wonder how many of them voted for Gavin Newsom and how many of them voted for Karen Bass and how many of them voted just because the person was a Democrat and a liberal. I'm just wondering, when will you return to the source that can give you life? When will you operate from real love instead of pretense love? When will you stop being a victim and take responsibility for your own life? When will you stop blaming someone else because you feel stupid, you feel angry, you feel afraid, you feel worried, you feel jealous and strife and envy? When will you take advice? I mean, responsibility. 888-775-3773. What a mess. And it got to get worse. Because there are no people in this young generation that are qualified. It's unfortunate. Larry is a first-time caller out of Georgia. Larry, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Uncle? What's up, look?
Georgia. Oh, my mind.
Sweet Georgia. Hey, how you doing, brother?
All is well, Larry.
Hey, man. It's good hearing your voice. Man, I've been following for a long time. Now, real quick, I know you're going to ask me some different questions, but my main question what you say, you are a gentleman and a good to hear me up. How would you say for a young black man in Georgia to change their life?
To change your life?
Yeah, I'm saying.
Change it from what to what?
To, as you say, from the fallen state to the proper state.
Oh, okay.
What would you recommend, sir?
You're doing the first thing by admitting to yourself there is a problem. Something is wrong, and you might not understand how to overcome, but you know something is wrong. Number two, drop your anger. You got to overcome anger. It's the very first thing in life. If you want to leave your prison, you got to drop the anger. Have you heard me say that before?
I've heard you say that a thousand times. I've been following like 2-3 years now, yes.
And then have you gone and forgiven your mother?
I don't say what you say. My mother, she dead. But
she dead.
I can't stand when you say that. But no, I embrace my mother and I love my mother to death. She, in her later life, you know what I'm saying? She actually called me because I was overseas for a long time and she called me to say come back home before she passed.
Why?
So we back in. She got sick real bad, and you know, she just wanted to amend for her atonement.
Oh, so you forgave her for what she did to you before she died?
Yes.
Oh, good. And have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
Yeah, they separated when I was conceived. Yes. Yes.
So you told your father?
Yeah, I tell my father regularly, you know what I'm saying? You know, always.
And you told him you forgive him for not protecting you from your mother?
Well, yes, and all that, yeah.
You told your mother?
It was a class, because see, they was children when I was conceived.
Right on.
So they didn't have the mindset to raise me properly.
And so you had that talk with your father and forgave him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Here's what I recommend you do at this point. It's up to you if you want to finally have a life. You got to drop all thoughts. You got to stop thinking.
How is that possible, Jesse?
How is that possible?
Thoughts. Like, because you got a mind. Your mind in one 24-hour day. Yeah, $60,000.
Right.
In one day.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a scientific thing. But your mind fires that much dust in your mind. It might be about anything.
Right. But you got to stop thinking. And because as long...
How is that possible? If you start thinking, that's it. How will we build? How will we create? How will we expound? How will we even have any thoughts of being better? How will we think about being...
But you already having thoughts about being better. You've been having thoughts all your life about being a better person, but you have not been able to become a better person. Have you noticed that?
No, I have not.
Right. And the way you become a better person, stop thinking about or trying to be a better person. And what you do is do the silent prayer so you can just watch those thoughts. And not believe them. Let them pass. Don't call them you.
If they're good or bad, don't think about them.
Right. Whether good or bad, let them pass. And I promise you, you become a right kind of person. But as long as you're thinking about
it. That's awkward, though.
What?
I was saying that's awkward. Because, see, Jesse, if we don't think about anything, okay, that's like being a robot. Like, just sitting here and just, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. That doesn't make any mathematical sense. I'm not trying to chastise you.
So no, I understand. But how do you...
They go speaker again. Your laugh is so funny to me. But
how do you know it's like being a robot when you've never done it?
Huh?
How do you know that you're going to be like a robot?
Because you just said, don't think about it. Just do it. It's okay, so you're saying to me, just do it.
Yes.
Do better or do worse.
No, but see what's going to happen when you stop thinking, and I promise you this.
Stop thinking. How is that impossible if you have a brain in your skull? That's not in the brain. It's like saying, stop taking air in your lungs or stop your heartbeat. No, Jesse. No.
What would happen to you if you stop thinking?
I would be kind of dead, I think.
See, you're still thinking.
Yes, that's the point of.
But it's your thinking.
If you start thinking, you won't have your syndicated broadcast.
Listen. Your thoughts are telling you if you stop thinking, you'll be dead. But what they're not telling you that if you stop thinking, you're going to become alive. You're going to have real life. People who think does not have a life. They're dead. Their eyes are open. What?
That don't make sense either. Okay.
Here's what I recommend.
How we have a civilization, how we have infrastructure, how we have governments and whatever thing, how we have automobiles, how we have anything that's usable in this time of life.
The reason you have the physical things that we have on life because God give you the talents to build. And so
But doesn't that require thinking and philosophy, and doesn't that require some kind of thought and mindset and formulating things to, okay, here's a plan, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do that. You know what I'm saying? That requires thinking.
When you stop thinking, you're going to have the ability to build, you're going to have the ability to build a house, to start a job or whatever, because you have clear thinking, but you're not going to live by the thinking. You're going to use it to live on earth in a physical sense, but you're not going to live by it at all. You're going to live by the light of the truth of God but you're never going to live by the light of God until you stop thinking.
You're saying going on faith.
What I'm telling you right now, don't worry about the faith thing or anything because that's another idea. All I'm telling you is stay present and let all thoughts go and just live in the light of truth, in the light of God. And you will have an amazing life.
Amazing.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Are you ready?
Do you do the silent prayer?
Yes, I do that.
Okay, do the silent prayer. Give up thinking and become a free man.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
You want to hang out?
Yeah, I got to go.
I've been talking to you for like 2 years now. You
want to
hang up on me?
No, definitely not. Call me again, though, because of time. Call me again,
all right? All right, last question.
All right.
All right, one more question.
What? Call me again, but I got to run. The hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back in a moment, 2 more hours to go. Thank you. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world,
employment of people ages 25 to 34 went down last year. L.A. fires 24 dead. Winds picking up. Catch JLP's coverage earlier this hour. It was great. And commentary, very cool. The Trump cabinet Senate hearings for approving Trump's cabinet picks happening this week. Pretty cool. And Malala. Remember Malala? She wants to call gender apartheid an international crime. And she's encouraging the Muslims in their Muslim countries to educate girls or something like that. What a mess. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, January 13th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. And we will get to your calls. Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN reports there's bad news, supposedly, for young Americans struggling, supposedly, to find work. Employment of workers, so-called workers, they're not workers, actually, ages 25 to 34 saw the second largest annual decline in December. That's not bad news for them when they're looking for work. That's not bad news for them. In December, across all age groups, according to the so-called Labor Department, communist buzzword, released late last week. What a mess, huh? And L.A. fires here in California. At least 24 people have died, dozens more missing, as firefighters continue to battle the deadly Los Angeles wildfires. Los Angeles County, right? It's been less, and some outside of the county, by the way. It's been less than a week since the year's first wildfire embers raced through the air over L.A., carried by supposedly hurricane-level Santa Ana winds, those dry winds that sparked some of the deadliest wildfires California has ever seen. The Palisades fire started last Tuesday, and by the end of Wednesday, it had burned more than 17,000 acres. Now, with the Palisades blaze and the nearby Eaton fire over in Pasadena, where you at, and Altadena, still mostly uncontained, renewed Santa Ana winds threatened to enlarge those blazes or even start new ones. Winds are expected to increase slightly through today. Could gust between 45 to 55 miles an hour. That's not too slow. That's put nearly 8 million people under critical fire weather per the Storm Prediction Center. And meanwhile, over in D.C., Senate confirmation hearings for President-elect Donald J. Trump, our greatest president. His picks are set to begin this week. First up on Tuesday, tomorrow, will be former Georgia Representative Douglas Collins. Doug Collins. Remember that guy? The pick for Secretary of the VA, Veterans Affairs. He might do a good job at that. That's cool. He will appear before the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. And former Fox News host Pete Hegseth. Oh, yeah. Trump's controversial, meaning reasonable, choice for Secretary of Defense. Last month, a group of Democrats, I call them demon rats, on the committee sent a letter to Susie Wiles, Trump's incoming chief of staff. She's like the Snow Queen or something strange like that, arguing that allegations related to Pete Hegseth's workplace behavior and treatment of women should disqualify him from leading the Pentagon, which is dumb. Pete Hegseth has denied wrongdoing. Additional hearings later this week will include South Dakota governess Kristi Noem, that woman. She's going to be Secretary of Homeland Security if the Senate approves her. Oh, Lord. Come on, Trump. And Senator Marco Rubio, little Marco, as Secretary of State. Wouldn't that be kind of fun? He's the Cuban rhino. And Pam Bondi, that woman, as Attorney General. Oh, terrible. We wanted Matt Gaetz. What a mess. But Pam Bondi, she was over in Florida, and people liked her. I don't know. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, hour two.
Hey,
got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. That's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And no matter where you are and what you're doing, if you are like trying to steal stuff during the fire, you're going up to Malibu and other areas and you're trying to steal the people's stuff while they are out, or you're trying to set a fire, you're an illegal alien, or whatever. Even if you're not an illegal alien, your thrill is to set fire. Or if you're working out or whatever, or if you're sending your children to the public schools because you hate your children, you don't feel like raising no children, so you send them to the school for a daycare center knowing they're being destroyed, you could still be listening to the show. You can podcast or whatever, but you can listen by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday, and every Monday is and always will be Female Monday.
I'm a warrior.
What now? All my life, I had to fight. Oh, Lord.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I probably say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
What a mess. 888-775-3773. We're going to get to your super chats here in a minute as well. I want to go to Maya out of Michigan. Maya, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. Hello?
Hey, Maya.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Maya. Hello. How is you? Go ahead.
Okay. I have a question about the prayer or practice.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know, so when I do that in terms of just observing and not just observing what's happening, I do notice a lot of sadness and a lot of anger. And I'm wondering... So there's when I do the prayer, it's like I am in touch with those emotions. And I know you say we're not supposed to be connected to our emotions. So can you explain a little bit about that process or what that would feel like?
And when you say you notice a lot of sadness, where are you noticing it? Where is it?
like in my chest.
Oh, it's in you. And are you your emotions and your sadness? Are you your emotions and sadness?
No.
And when you're feeling that way, do you call it? Do you say, I am sad or I am emotional? Do you say that?
Sometimes.
And why?
I do try to remember to not do that, but I don't know. I guess it's habit.
Well, I understand. Well, catch yourself when you attempted to say it so that you can stop identifying with it. Those are just false identities, which are not even real, illusional. They're illusions inside of your mind and your body. Those are evil spirits. That is the life that you got to lay down, let it go if you want to live. If you want a real life, you got to give up a fake life. And you're not your thoughts and you're not your emotions. And when you're feeling them, the emotions only because you have believed a thought. If you catch the thought before it falls into emotions, you would never feel that way at all because you can't feel emotions unless you have thoughts first. So you got to practice, meaning that instead of in your head thinking about the past or the future, which doesn't exist, you got to stay present so you can start catching the thoughts before they fall into emotions. And eventually there will be no thoughts.
And so I guess because it's a little hard sometimes to catch the thoughts because the emotions seem to just be more, to me, I feel the emotions more than, I guess, the thought. But I can identify the thoughts connected to the emotions.
Right. But, and all the reason the emotions seem to be worse than the thoughts because you're feeling the emotions in your body. And when you're feeling the emotion, the thoughts are telling you, and I'm giving you an example, poor you, they treat me this way, or I'm lonely, I'm sad, I'm this and I'm that. And you've gone into a conversation with the thoughts and emotions. And so the emotions are more painful to the body, and you identify with the pain rather than realize, hey, I'm just in a thought. I am not in pain. Even though I feel it in my body, it's not me.
So are you supposed to keep a distance? Because some people say you should feel your emotions in order to heal them.
You should feel the emotion. Don't run away from them. Don't try to hide. Don't suppress. Don't deny. You feel it and you relax in it so that God can take those spirits away from you. But if you take them away by calling up a friend or getting drunk or getting married or having a baby or anything that makes you feel, or watching TV or anything that makes you feel good, all you're doing is prolonging those feelings because they're going to come back. There's nothing outside of you that can take those spirits away. Our battle is spiritual, and those spirits have made a home in your mind and the emotions, and only the spirit of truth can take away the darkness. Your emotions, your thoughts, your imagination is of darkness. It is not of God.
And how do you know when you're acting from a place that's you versus, because I feel like when I do the practice, then when I have to go out, like in my daily life, it's like I have to put on a mask because I can't be myself be as I am, I guess, in the world. So how do you know which one is really me, kind of? Does that make sense?
Every human being that you ever know and that you will ever know, except for the few who are starting to overcome, has on a mask. They're wearing a mask. A smile, when they don't want to smile, is a mask. And an angry frown is a mask. Fear is a mask. Loneliness is a mask. Sadness, suicidal thought, judging yourself and others. Everybody you know has on one. You can hardly find anyone except for maybe one or two people now who are starting to wake up. But everyone has on a mask. So what you do is be aware that you have a mask on. You're smiling when you really don't want to smile. You're speaking when you really don't want to talk. You're doing it. And just be aware of that. Just be aware of you, what's going on inside of you. And it will change. It will be taken away from you. You cannot take it away from yourself. It's the awareness, which is the light of God, that will destroy the fake you, the false life. And so when you're out and about and you catch yourself automatically smiling when you don't want to, realize, oh, I just smile. I ain't really want to smile. Or I had a conversation with someone I didn't really want to talk to. If you just be aware of that and you start catching it, it'll disappear. I promise you that. The awareness is what you want, but it's the awareness that evil does not want you to be aware of. It doesn't want you to live in the present, because when you're in the present, it can't control you, and it has to depart from you. It has to leave your body.
That makes sense. I guess there's a fear associated with the mask or needing to...
Fear is a mask, but fear is a mask as well. Stop allowing fear to dictate your life. God did not give you a spirit of fear. Fear is a mask as well. It's not even real.
Can you explain that a little more?
Fear is an illusion. You have to think fear in order to feel fear. If you never thought fear, you can never feel fear. You can never feel fear. Fear tell you, oh, you're going to look. If you go up on that stage, people are going to be laughing at you. Or you're going to sound silly. Or if you go and ask your boss for a raise, your boss going to yell at you or fire you. Or if you go to that party and you have to walk into that party by yourself, everybody going to be looking at you. You're going to have to stand up against the wall because nobody's going to ask you to dance. You're going to be, and so you won't do it because the fear is telling you what's going to happen if you do it. But if you didn't listen to fear, fear could not dictate your life. It will have to depart from you as well. Fear tell you if you don't get married, you're going to be an old woman, and people are going to think, what's wrong with you? You ain't got no husband. You ain't got no kids. So now you got to go out and find yourself a husband. And then you marry a man that hates you, and you hate him because you were afraid to be alone. Fear tell you if you go and forgive your mother, she's going to get mad, or her feelings are going to be hurt. Poor mama, you don't want to hurt mama. And so out of fear, you don't do it. But if you face the fear and went and forgave anyway, it will have to leave you. The spirit of fear will be taken away from you. It's another illusion.
And how long does the process take? Or is it hard? I mean, maybe it's hard to say, but if you constantly keep facing the feelings or whatever you're doing, is it, because from your story, it sounds like it happened when you forgave your mother, and then it was seemed like instantaneous, but.
Why are you asking how long? Who is telling you to ask that question?
Well, I guess it's my thought.
And why are you listening to your thought? Don't even think about
I'm
how
tired
long.
Of feeling this way.
Don't even ask. Don't think about how long. When it's over, it's over. That's Satan telling you, oh, how long will this last? What, this is so hard. And you think it's you asking and thinking that. But Satan is saying that through you because it doesn't want you to be still and overcome. It want you to react. It want you to cry. It want you to complain. It want you to be afraid. Because it's made a home. Evil lives in the side of human beings. And if evil has to depart from you, and it will if you stay with it, it got to go and find some other human being to make a home in.
Okay. Well,
So don't even worry about how long. It takes as long as it takes. You just have to be willing to endure to the end. Whomever endures to the end get the prize.
Okay. Thank you. This was really helpful.
I want to encourage you to stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And I also want to encourage you to live your life. Live your life. Don't go about all those rules and regulations that you've been given to you by your parents and by the teachers, the therapists, psychiatrists, and psychology and counselor. All those mores and values they've been telling you to live up to, and you've never been able to live up to them because you can't. They're fake. There's nothing there to live up to. Stop trying to live up to anything and just live. Don't forget about all the rules and things like that, those things that you've been taught, and just simply live your life.
Thank you. That makes sense, but it's hard to trust. I don't know what that means. Well, I get it, but it's hard to trust myself, I guess, in a way.
I'm sorry?
I get what you mean, but it's hard. I feel like I can't fully trust myself.
And who is yourself that you need to trust?
I guess, well, exactly those kind of thoughts or behaviors.
Are you your thoughts and behavior?
No.
So why would you need to trust that then? I don't understand.
Because we need them to function and make decisions in our lives.
But you have had them all your life and you never made a decision and you never functioned. You're out of control. Mm-hmm. So why do you think you need that when it never worked for you up until this point? It has never worked.
That's a good point.
No, I'm asking you why you need something that never worked.
Well, I guess I don't, but it's...
So why would you trust something that all your life you've been trying to live up to, you've been trying to trust, and it has never worked for you? Why would you want to continue to trust it?
So what would I trust then?
Nothing.
And how does that look like?
Give it a try and see. Why don't you live a life not trusting anything? Why do you need to trust something? It doesn't work. You've been living by faith. You've been living by trust. You've been living by belief all of your life. And all it has done was to dig a deeper hole for you. You're still not free. You're still worried. You're still jealous. You're still envious. Revengeful, unhappy, suicidal thought, blaming others, feel like a victim, looking for love, doing it. It's never worked. Why would you still stay with something that doesn't work? And why are you trying to trust something that doesn't work? It ain't gonna never work. It ain't worked in 100 years of your life. Mm-hmm. What makes you think it's gonna work in 110 years of your life? Why not let go and just live? Just be.
Yeah, that's when the fear comes up, because
You
let go to what?
So
when
now?
That's when the fear comes up, because you're letting go to what? It feels very uncertain.
How do you know it feels uncertain when you've never done it?
I guess that's just the feeling that I get if you're saying to let go of everything, it's like let go into what? It's like there's, you know, like what, you know, like I don't know, it just seems like you don't know what can happen.
Why do you need to know what to happen? All your life you've been knowing what's going to happen, you thought, and everything you thought was going to happen, and it has not helped you at all. Have you noticed that?
I agree, yeah, definitely.
So why do you need to know what's going to happen? Why not live and let life happen? Why do you need to know what's going to happen? Why?
I guess it's a sense of security, but I get it's a false sense of security.
It's false because you've had all your little security all your life, and it hasn't secured you.
Right.
But so why would you want to hold on to a security that has never in 80 years secured you or made you feel secure?
I don't know. I guess it's more comfortable being somewhere that you know than going somewhere that you don't.
But you're not comfortable. You're in hell and you're miserable. You're not comfortable.
Yeah, that's true.
So why you call miserable comfortable? Comfort.
I guess because it's what I know.
But and so you call misery comfort?
Well, in the sense that I know how to navigate it and be with it versus going into something unknown.
So you know how to navigate and be with evil?
Well, no. Well, I guess, I wouldn't say I know because I don't think I don't know.
Because evil been navigating you. You have not been navigating evil. You are not in control, never has been, never will be, ain't going to be, can't be in control of anything. Mm-hmm. It's been navigating you. Why not let go of that and let the truth navigate you?
And is the prayer practice the process of letting go?
Yes. Becoming aware of the not you. You're not your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time. You're not your emotions, including the fear. When you can become aware of that, you shall be free. You're not a victim.
And do what? I was just going to say, so with the feelings, you keep it at a distance.
No, what do you mean at a distance?
Meaning, like, you don't let them kind of, like, let's say if I'm feeling sad and I want to cry, do I just not allow that to happen?
No, if you feel sad, if you feel sad and you want to cry, just cry and you'll see how silly it is. And you'll see why you're crying, you're lying. And then it'll pass, and you'll be done, and you will wipe all your tears away and no more crying. Because there is no you to cry, and there's nothing to cry about. It's all an illusion. And I don't know what you mean by distant, but you feel it. You want to be aware of the pain. Because so that it can be taken away from you, just don't try to take the pain away from yourself.
Okay.
Don't use another false god to take away the pain, because all you're doing is adding to the pain. Don't use love. Don't use comfort. Don't use misery. Don't use fear. Don't use anything. Don't reach out for another false god. Lay down all your gods and be free. So why don't you just live, Maya?
I want to. I'm trying.
If you want to live, you can. Let go all thoughts. You're not your thoughts. Let go all thoughts and have a life. You got to lay down a life, one thing for sure and without a doubt. And you can't fake it. You can't intellectually think you're doing it and blah, 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 right? You got to die from the ego. You got to lay down a life in order to have a life. You got to lay down the false life in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven within. And it can't be intellectual. It has to be real.
If I can ask you just one more question. How do you then know what's for you? If you're not using your thoughts or your emotions to discern what's for you, like how would you be able to tell?
The way to know what is for you by not knowing what is for you. Because you don't know what you... Look at your life. You already thought you knew what was for you. Everything you got was wrong. It never brought you peace. You don't know what you want. You don't know what to pray for. You don't know what to ask for. You don't know what you want. So you don't know what you... The best way to know what's for you is by not knowing what's for you. Not even thinking about what's for you. Because everything you've gotten has not worked. It's not for you. It's been all wrong. Every man you've been involved with has been the wrong man. Have you noticed that? And you thought they were for you. Every friendship you ever had, every family ship you ever had has never been for you, and you thought it was for you. Even your mama wasn't for you, and you thought she was. We don't know what's for us. That's why we let go and let life happen.
It makes sense. Like, I agree with what you're saying.
But just do it then. If it makes sense,
yeah.
It's God, the Spirit of Truth, who is allowing you to see that, oh, this makes sense. Now follow that. Mm-hmm. I can't play no more.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and every night?
No, but I
will.
Well,
what the?
I will.
You're asking me all those questions. You're not serious about
working on it. I am serious. I've been doing...
I told you what to do to be free. Lord, how can I be free? And the Lord said, give up your imagination. Stay present. And you won't do it. The truth is telling you what to do to be free, and you keep trusting the lie by not trusting the truth. The way to be free is to doubt every thought.
No, I'm committed. I'll do it.
No, you're not committed. You're not doing the prayer. You're not practicing being present.
I am. I'm just not doing it every morning.
You're not committed then. God said to pray without ceasing. Be aware, be present all the time. That is a commitment. Sometime in the morning, I just don't feel like it. Or at night, Lord, I'm just so tired, I do it later. Oh, blah, blah, blah. You're not committed.
But I will be. I'm planning on it, for real.
When they ask, how long, Lord, how long would it take? You're not committed. Because if you were committed to do it, into it to the end, it doesn't matter how long it takes. I got to run.
Okay, thank you so much. Just appreciate it.
You're welcome. I wish you well. Call me again.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. Danny out of Bulgaria. Danny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good day, Mr. Peterson. How are you doing, sir?
All is well, Danny.
Glad to hear. Mr. Peterson, I want to call you with a question. What do you think about dating fat women? Because I went on a date, and I really don't like fat women, but she was really nice, and I told her that.
Hold on, Danny, for me, buddy. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. We got to tell the truth, and it's the truth that changes and defeats the lie. You choose good or you choose evil. You choose good or you choose evil.
It's up to you.
You got to think for yourself. Think for yourself. And if you decide to go with evil, it's your fault. I want to show you what evil look like. They have nothing else to offer. I want to show you what evil look like. From hell. Oh, they're from the gates of hell. These are children of the light. Children of the light.
Godless.
These are children of the light. Children of the light. They're liars. You choose good or you choose evil. You choose good or you choose evil. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. Cameo, I do shout-outs for you, personal shout-outs. Whatever they are, encouragement, congratulation, how do you do shout-out, birthday shout-out, whatever. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JESSE Lee Peterson. I just belched. What the? I'm on the radio. I can't help it. cameo.com/JESSE Lee Peterson. All right. And let's offer now. Let me go back to Danny, and then I'll get you super chats and everything. Danny from Megaria. Danny, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Mr. Peterson, I wanted to ask you about your opinion about fat women, because I went on a date, and she was really nice. She's from a normal family, you know, not divorced or any of this nonsense, but she was fat. And I told her that I liked her a lot, but she really has to lose some weight. And then I left, and she left as well. It was nice, but what do you think about dating fat women? Because she doesn't have children. I told her, because I want to have two children, if she's going to give birth to two children, she's going to look like a butterball, like a sumo warrior. And I really don't want that. What do you think about that situation?
Why did you go on a date with her knowing that you knew that you didn't like dating fat women? Why did you go on a date with her in the beginning?
I didn't know she was fat. She wasn't fat back then when I knew her.
So when you went on the date with her, you didn't know she was fat?
No,
How did you go on a date with a woman that you had not seen?
Facebook?
What?
Through Facebook?
What does that mean?
It's like a social platform where people upload pictures that clearly are not very new.
Oh, so let me just ask Hake, because I'm not sure. So, Hake, on a Facebook, people can get a date without seeing the people? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, you can see a person's pictures that are old.
Old pictures?
Yeah, and when they're young and when they're younger and thinner, slimmer.
Right.
And then you go out on a date with them, and they're like, whoa, you got big.
Oh, I see. So, Danny, what you do is don't judge her. And if it's not the kind of lady that you want, just wish her well and go on with your life. But don't have an opinion about her, because that would make you evil if you judge her.
That's the whole judgment on the world wasn't big enough to cover that thing, but I see what you're saying, Mr. Peterson.
Yeah, don't, because she didn't make you go on the date whether you went on the date, and if you went on the date, yeah, not and sound like you didn't know she had put on weight. You just realize, oh, that's not, to yourself, that's not, and plus you shouldn't be thinking about marrying the date anyway. You're just on a date. And don't, you're only supposed to put what is right first, put God first, and don't get in your mind, this is the woman I want to marry, or this is not the woman, we should do this and do that. You have put the woman before God when you do that. So just don't judge her and move on with your life.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Right on. Thank you, Denny.
Right on. Thank you, Mr. Peterson. Kind regards to your audience and your colleagues, and God be with you.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let's go to Canada and talk to Jonathan. Jonathan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Jonathan.
All right, on. I've called a few times before regarding Revelation questions, and I'm just reading it a little bit more.
Janet, are you on a Bluetooth or something?
Not right now. I just took it off.
Okay, yeah. Stay right to your phone because it wasn't clear. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you can hear me clear right now?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So I've called a few times asking some Revelation questions. I've got a few more, plus like a couple other questions. What exactly is the Lake of Fire, and like what does it mean that when like anybody whose name is anyone not found written in the Book of Life was cast into the Lake of Fire? Like what's that all about?
The Lake of Fire is the pain that you feel, your loneliness, your sadness, your need to look for love, your yearning and missing something, suicidal thought, fear, anger, false identity is the Lake of Fire that's burning inside of you.
All right. That makes sense. So what are the rewards that like Jesus will give his own? Like that's sort of one of the other things too, that it's sort of not like that, but like, what exactly does that mean?
I wasn't thinking about, if I were you, I would not think about rewards. I would just live.
All right. All right. So also in John's visions, when he's being shown all these like crazy things, like what exactly is all that stuff? Is that all this stuff happening in like the spiritual realm, but it's being shown in a physical ways that he can perceive what like what's going on?
I don't understand the question.
Well, like in Revelation, because like John is being showed all these crazy like visions, right? Like what is all that stuff that's going on that he's being shown?
It's the same thing that's happening in the world right now. Look what's happening in the world. Look at all the hell around you and inside of you. It's the same thing.
All right, gotcha. All right, all right. And then
I ain't got time for all those questions, man. I got a whole.
I've got unrelated ones too, like some other like non-related biblical ones, like what are your thoughts on communion?
On who?
Communion, like you know, in churches, they eat the bread and they drink that juice that's representative of
communion. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't. It's not necessary. It's neither right nor wrong at this point. Everything is spiritual. Everything is already done, so you don't need to go through those rituals anymore because everything is spiritual now.
All right. Two, like, unrelated, like, biblical questions. Three of them, actually. How do you feel about...
No, hey. Call me again. I ain't got time to just sit here and answer your question. What the... All right, call me again with some more questions later. What the... 888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Super chat.
Matthew bought 5 coffees. Thank you, Jesse, for your show and church. It helps me a lot.
Right on. Stay with it. And thanks for your support.
Devin, pardon my butchering of your name. It's a simple name, too. Gave a cash app.
How
saying,
do you spell it?
Devan.
And what do you say?
Devan or Devin. Yeah. And I'm probably wrong on both of them.
Yeah. Being black, I said Devin. But it may be Devan.
Or Devan.
But it just sounds like it might be Devin.
But
said, anyway.
On Cash App says, it is done.
Right on. Thank you. And I appreciate your support. I hope we pronouncing your name correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over on punchy.tv/JLP.
PUNCHIE. PUNCHIE.com. I mean, PUNCHIE.TV.
Vladimir says, amazing.
Vladimir Putin, the dream team.
It might be Putin.
Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin.
Says, for Russia, this is the only platform left where I can see Jesse live. YouTube, banned. Rumble, banned. Facebook, banned. IG, banned. X, banned. Cozy, banned. Even VPN is banned. LOL.
They don't have those in Russia.
He doesn't have anything.
Russia take away all those things?
Uh-huh. Because you know how the West hates Russia right now?
Right.
The establishment?
Uh-huh.
I guess that's why.
Oh.
And so the establishment in Russia hates all these Western platforms.
What a mess.
Apparently.
Not Punchy.
Only Punchy.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Punchy's the only... Punchy.tv/JLP, thank God.
The dream team.
Is the only place where Russians or people in Russia can watch Jesse live.
Really?
Yep.
That's amazing.
Not even Cozy.tv or X. Sorry.
Well, thanks for Punchy.
Not even VPN.
See, I told you that Trump, Putin, and Netanyahu. The dream team.
That's right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Regarding that clash between the white Mercedes-Benz driver that you covered on Friday,
yes,
and a group of cyclists taking over the road, Tyler over on X says, those are just kids riding their bikes around trying not to run them over. It's the adult cyclists in full spandex that tick me off. Run over them instead, says Tyler, which I disavow.
I disavow. Plus, those kids, so-called kids, know exactly what they're doing. They're not kids. They plan to get in the road, right in the middle of the automobiles, and start trouble and get a thrill from doing it. That's why they do it. They know the thrill will come because they know the drivers, some of the drivers will overreact. They're not just kids. Be not deceived. Thank you.
They love to inconvenience people.
Yeah.
Brad over on YouTube says, in response to church, so when you're experiencing something, let's say anger, do you acknowledge that Satan is anger in me and there's no me even to be angry?
Yes. Absolutely. There's no you to even be angry. Do not call those evil spirits you. Don't give them a name. Don't identify with them. And they will be taken away from you. They stay in you and with you when you overreact and when you identify with them as though they are you. Amazing. Absolutely. Thank you.
Tony bought a coffee. Our city of gold, the sun so warm, this beautiful town, what have they done? So many people with shops and good cheer. All seems forgotten, all bathed in fear. Blessed in rich bounty, a gift from above, an eternal fire, an absence of love. Tony, California. Stay safe, everyone.
Thank you. And keep it piffy. Perfect. What now?
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Tom bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I'm watching church and it's amazing. Am I right in saying that living from the mind is the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
Yes, absolutely. The intellect is the knowledge of good and evil. And that's why everyone who lives by the intellect, even when you think you know the truth and it's just intellectual knowledge for you, you're still going to be miserable. Something is still missing. You got to let go of all that. You cannot know good and evil. It has to be revealed to you. Amazing. Thank you.
Michael bought 8 coffees. Hey, Jesse, it's Michael.
And what's going to happen? You're going to let go of the knowledge of good and evil, and you will know the truth. Amazing. Thank you.
Michael from Ireland says,
Ireland heard around the world.
I've been listening to you for years, and you've helped me tremendously. Thank you, and all the best in the future.
Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I don't care if the whole world turn against you. Whatever they say about you or don't want to play with you or whatever, you wish them well, and you stay with it. It gets better. Amazing.
And generous 8 coffees from Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Soul Conscious, 5 coffees. Jesse, amazing Sunday's church. As I get older, I realized how awful and evil my siblings were to me as the last child. They didn't want me alive. My thoughts want me to hate them, but I can't. I just feel grateful I discovered you and was able to forgive my mother and drop my anger. Thank you.
I'm telling you, folks, you must overcome anger, the spirit of anger complete me, or you will never enter into the kingdom of heaven within or above. Anger separates you from the truth, whether you admit it, know it, or like it, or whatever. Anger separates you from the truth. It is darkness. Amazing. Thank you.
Jamil bought a coffee. Church was really nice this time as well. Helpful. Thanks, as always.
Amazing fellowship yesterday. If you were not there, or you didn't get a chance to catch it live, podcast, rebuildingaman.com/church. rebuildingaman.com/church. It was amazing yesterday and every Sunday. Oh, by the way, we're having the women's forum this Thursday. This Thursday, ladies, this is, believe it or not, the third Thursday of the month already. So our first ladies' meetings this Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Asia bought a coffee. Good morning, Jesse and crew. Jesse, I would like your opinion about interracial relationships and marriage. I had a conversation with another person on the matter, but couldn't articulate a proper answer. Also, have you noticed more interracial couples are being shown in commercials, TV shows, and movies? Like it's a normal thing. What the?
So what was the question?
Your opinion about interracial relationships and marriage.
Well, I have no...
And have you noticed that they're promoting it?
The reason for interracial marriage is that the people are trying to get away, the man and the woman trying to get away from the spirit of their mother, not realizing they're not going to get away from it. You're still running into the same spirit because you're attracted to what you hate. And you end up in the same situation. So that's why they do it. And I have noticed that in commercials, they're showing more interracial marriage commercials than white commercials. They're taking the white men and women out. And they rarely do you see, and sometimes you can see where it's just a white person without a color person with them, but that's rare now. They are discriminated against white people in their own country. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
The General Lee on X. Muhammad, number one name in Germany. It's actually Berlin. Germany is not living with their mind or spirit, says the General Lee.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, a couple of years now, 2022, 2018, Muhammad was the number name, top baby name.
Well, isn't Muhammad the Allahu Abba people?
Uh-huh.
What the?
I guess they're taking over Berlin.
They have more babies, I guess.
Yeah, big time.
Oh, yeah, they're taking over Berlin.
Yeah.
Is Berlin a white country?
It's a white city. It's the capital of Germany.
Oh. That's where Hitler used to live, right?
I think so.
Amazing.
What a change, huh?
I'm telling you. Thank you.
Joey bought three coffees. Did you guys see the video of LAFD, LA Fire Department, putting out the fires with women's purses? LOL, it's hilarious. Laughing face sideways with tears.
No, I did not see that. Can you hold right there?
It wasn't, yes, but it wasn't women's purses. It was right. Like little satchel things. Portable buckets. Collapsible buckets.
So how come he calling it a woman purse?
Because they look like purses.
Oh.
It's handier when a fire is more contained just to throw a loose bucket of water on it.
Right. Amazing. Thank you. Uh-huh. We're going to get back to the Super Chest. I want to get in some calls before we run out of time here. Ace is out of Florida. Ace, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Ace.
Yeah, you hear me?
Oh, I know your phone is all screwed up. Hold on. I'll let Jamel. I'll let Derek, and I'll come back to you. Speaking of Jamel, is it Jamil?
Jamil
out of Canada. Jamil, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. I wish you well this year.
I wish you well to none but the best. And I called Joel Pop Lock Pops. I hope he's there. Shout out to him, too. He's a good guy.
He can hear you.
Very good. I wanted to say this. I was listening to you talk to some other people. I did want to talk to you about purpose. But as I was listening
about
to
who?
You talk, purpose.
Well,
the concept of purpose.
And what about it?
Is that a real thing?
No.
Yeah. What are the things I realized as I'm
your
letting go?
Your only purpose on life in life is to overcome hell.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I always think I know what you're going to say. But at the same time, I think I just appreciate having you. So I just want to clarify with myself for whatever reason. I don't know why I want to do that. It's just the way it is. But I woke up, I was thinking about purpose because I don't know. Like you, when you say over, like go and forgive your parents and that lady you were talking to earlier.
Do you have a purpose in life?
Absolutely not.
Did you have a purpose in life before I said you don't have a purpose?
No, I don't ever believe I had a purpose, but I do recognize when I started thinking about I should have a purpose. That's why I'm asking. Like, I noticed there was a switch. There was one. I remember one time you said that we have amnesia. We have amnesia. We've been kind of pulled away from God. Like, we forgot who we are in the spirit.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that stuck with me so much. And I realized why it stuck with me. When I was a little boy, I never thought about being nice. I never thought about being unselfish. I never thought about sharing anything with anybody. I just kind of did it. And then at some point in my life, it became something that people say, you're supposed to do that. That's what people do. That's your purpose to do that. And it almost like it perverted it for me. You know what I mean? It's like you're doing it to get something back now. Like you want people to see that. I want you to see that I'm doing this. I want you to see that. But I wasn't like that. And when you brought up amnesia, I realized that my mother would tell me, do this or do that. But I was doing that anyway. She didn't even have to tell me.
Have you gone in forgiving your mother?
I absolutely, without question, right. I went. You changed. When you said that, I literally realized my father, I went and forgave my mother, and I've called you before, I went and forgave my mother, I went and forgave my father, and I want everybody to know this, and I want you to know you're not, like, you don't lie. My father's response to me, compared to my mother, was night and day. My mother, literally, she was like, I'll never take blame for anything that you say.
Yeah.
My dad was like, I got you, bro, I understand, you know?
Yeah, it's hard for women to forgive because of their relationship with evil. The evil comes through the woman, so her ego is out of control. And it's hard for her to admit that she's evil, that she's wrong, until they're ready to overcome. Because there are women who are hearing the message around the world. They're hearing this message of forgiveness. And they're starting to admit that they're evil, and those women are overcoming. And it's amazing to see that. So that's why your mother couldn't admit she was wrong, and your father could.
And you know what? And when you say the anger will be dropped, the lady that was talking to you earlier, and she was saying, "Well, what does that look like? What? How do I know when I've got there? How long is it going to take?" I realized, As I'm going through this process of forgiving my parents, it also opened up my eyes to how, for lack of better terms, how mean I was to myself my whole life. Like, just so mean, always judging myself. And the anger is gone. Like, I haven't felt anger.
Amazing.
I want to sit in over a year now.
Stay with us. Thank you, Jimmy. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news.
And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. We'll be right back.
a whole lot of mess going on in the world. Crazy stuff like the Lake and Riley Act. Will it pass? Will it be vetoed? Or will it go to Trump? Will it go to Trump or will it go to Biden? It's an immigration slash invasion and states' rights bill that got approved in one of the houses, moving now over to the Senate. And it may pass. Who knows? For Trump to sign or for Biden to veto? I don't know. Or will Biden sign it? Who knows? And Gaza drama. Bibi talked to Biden. They finally talked, I guess, about a little ceasefire deal. We'll see what happens. And Zelensky wants to trade North Korean POWs for Ukrainian POWs that are in Russia. What a mess. This is the end of hour two of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday, Female Monday. Everybody loves females and everybody loves Mondays. January 13th, 2025 AD, there is one line open. You can call in right now during Fake News on Fake News. And JLP will be right back for the third hour today. In Afghanistan, an entire generation of girls, this is a quote, will be robbed of its future. As Muslim leaders, now is the time to raise your voice, use your power. That's what Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai said. She was urging Muslim leaders on Sunday, so-called leaders, to back efforts to make gender apartheid a crime under international law, and calling on them to speak out against Afghanistan's Taliban over their treatment of women and girls. What a mess, huh? Meddling mamas. Anyway, invasion, anti-immigrant state officials and federal judges will now have the power, or would if this bill gets passed, new power to dictate immigration enforcement, including whether to detain individual so-called migrants, illegals. Under a GOP bill that says passed the House and is moving towards the Senate, moving forward with the Senate, with bipartisan, meaning evil, support. The Lake and Riley Act aims to overturn Supreme Court precedent and give states such as Texas, this might be good actually, the ability to bring the types of immigration lawsuits against the so-called federal government that have been rejected by the courts, including so-called conservative judges, so say legal experts. But it would go further, this bill, by authorizing state attorneys general, AGs, to sue to overturn decisions to release individual so-called immigrants, illegals, into the country, and even obtain wide-ranging sanctions on a foreign country for refusing to accept a national of that country who is eligible for removal, for deportation. Sometimes we want to deport an illegal from, like, say, I don't know what country, and that country doesn't want to accept it. What a mess. Anyway, Israeli Prime Minister based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, whom some of you guys call like a war criminal. Why? For what? He's spoken with Crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president, about progress in negotiations for a Gaza ceasefire hostage deal. The Black on the Inside White House said Biden and Netanyahu discussed negotiations in Doha based on the proposal the president, so-called, laid out in May. Biden once again called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. That's just lip service at this point. The return of hostages and increased humanitarian aid to the enclave. He also spoke to Bibi Netanyahu about fundamentally changed regional circumstances following the ceasefire in Lebanon in November, the collapse of the former Syrian president Bashar al-Assad. Remember that? The rebels took over Syria. What a mess. The following month, and Iran's weakened position in the region. The Black on the Inside White House said Netanyahu, who met with Donald Trump's incoming Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, on Saturday, he's facing pressure from both the current and the incoming U.S. administrations to reach a deal. We'll see what happens. I'll tell you about the Ukraine on the Hake Report, which is coming up after JLP, and then Joelle Friday TV, and then Anchor Baby, and then Punchy TV. Very cool. Busy Monday. I'm James Hake.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Justin Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And no biblical question. Maybe tomorrow I have to wait for it to come. Maybe tomorrow. You can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE. And if you're out and about doing whatever you're doing, or just relaxing at a beach, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast. But you can be listening by calling the listen line at Talk 3 Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday, and every Monday, and we take all calls, but the ladies' calls as they come in. The ladies are first on
just
Monday.
Shut up and step up.
And Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight. You told Hoppo to beat me.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I hate to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
So before I go back to the calls and your super chat, I want to just make sure you podcast the first and the second hour, the first hour of the show today, talked about who is to blame for the fire and everything that's screwed up in America today. It's the voters to blame. And the people that you vote in, they don't work for you. They work against you. They don't care about you. They care about money and power. That's why they start wars. That's why they pretend to be feeding the homeless. They make the homeless homeless, and then they say we need to go back and feed the homeless because they get money when they do that. Their salaries, they made buku money and salaries. They made the people who go out and promote their program, they go to these politicians and say, hey, I want you to promote climate change. And then the politicians go, yes, I will. How much you're willing to pay me? They make money off this stuff. They create the situation, they make money from it, and then they make you feel like, oh, poor you. Be vigilant. You are a hero. You are this, and you vote for him again. There was a woman concerned the fire here in the Palisades, and there was a woman who confronted Gavin Newsom, and Gavin Newsom, he didn't care at all, believe me. Because Gavin Newsom knows that the voters going to vote for him again. They already voted against the recall. So they want Gavin Newsom to lie to them, tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. People love lies. They love lies. if you tell the truth, you don't get many people around you. What the? People love lies, and they hate it when you tell them the truth. I don't want to hear that. I disagree with you. You're wrong. Tell me lies. So according to Fox News, during a tour of the wildfire damage, California Governor Gavin Newsom was confronted by a woman in the Pacific Palisade area of Los Angeles. Watch this from Sky News.
Governor, you got a second? Governor, I live here, Governor. That was my daughter's school, Governor. Please tell me what you're going to do. I'm not going to hurt him, I promise.
I'm literally talking to the president right now to specifically answer the question of what we can do for you and your daughter.
Can I hear it? Can I hear your call? Because I don't believe it.
I'm sorry. There's literally, I've tried five times. That's why I'm walking around to make the
why
call.
Why is the president not taking your call?
Because it's not going through.
Why?
So I have to get cell service.
Well,
so let's get it.
Let's get it.
I want to be here when you call the president.
I appreciate it. I'm doing that right now. And it's to immediately get reimbursements, individual assistance, and to help you. I'm devastated for you. I'm so sorry. Especially for your daughter.
Yeah,
I have four kids losing
the
school.
Everyone who went to school there, they lost their homes. They lost two homes because they were living in one and building another. Governor, please tell me, what are you going to do with the president right now?
We're getting the resources to help rebuild.
Why was there no water in the hydrants, Governor?
That's all literally.
Is it going to be different next time?
It has to be. Has to be. Of course.
What are you going to do?
I'm doing everything.
To fill the hydrants. I would fill them up personally. You know that.
I literally.
I would fill up the hydrants myself.
I understand.
But would you do that?
I would do whatever I can.
But you're not. I see the. Do you know there's water dripping over there, Governor? There's water coming out there. You can use it.
I appreciate it. I'm going to make the call to address everything I can right now, including making sure people
are safe.
I'd
like to make sure you do. Can I have an opportunity to at least tell people you're doing what you're saying you're doing? Could somebody have a contact? Can I have your contact information?
Yes, right there.
Amazing, huh? This female is a blind female. She's begging somebody else to take care of her. She's begging this man, and this man can care less. As long as you vote for him, he doesn't care what you think of what's happening because you voted for him. I don't know if she voted for him or not. I don't know her, but I know there was a recall of Gavin Newsom, and the people voted him. No, we don't want him to go. We want Gavin. And now you got Gavin, so you get what you deserve. And she's begging. And Gavin said, I'm on the phone with the president. Oh, let me see. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't get him. I thought you were on the phone with him. The people get the government they deserve. That's why you have Karen Bass. You deserve. You wanted her for your mayor based on being female and black. Her qualification didn't even matter to you. They never occurred to you or anything. And you voted for her. So you get what you deserve. And Sky News reported that Mr. Trump called Newsom and L.A. Mayor Karen Bass leadership gross incompetence and blamed them for the total wipeout in Los Angeles. And he did this on a social media post. Watch this from Sky News.
First, let's take a look at the criticism from the man who will be president in 8 days' time. Donald Trump said the fires are still raging in L.A. The incompetent polls have no idea how to put them out. Thousands of magnificent houses are gone and many more will soon be lost. There is death all over the place. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the history of our country. They just can't put out the fires. What's wrong with them?
Yep. That's right. The blame is you hired people who didn't care about you at all, and you want people to care about you. Anybody care about you? Human beings don't have love. Your own family members don't love you. Husband and wife don't love one another. No such thing as love for husband and wife. So you want to beg Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom to do their job instead of firing them. You could have fired Gavin It was a recall. Remember that? Larry Elder ran. Larry would have been much better than Gavin. But you didn't want to change. You wanted Gavin. Gavin Newsom, you got what you deserve. And you didn't want a qualified person. You want to carry back because you're black and female. Dumb as a doorknob, did not care as a doorknob, but you wanted her. You got what you deserve. You have nobody to blame but you. You have no one to blame. Gavin Newsom giving you fate. When you talk to that woman, it was all fate. He didn't care. He couldn't hardly wait to get in that truck and get away from her. And she up there being stupid and begging, playing a game. I wonder if she voted for the Democrats, for Gavin Newsom, Kara Bass, or either one of them. Gavin responded to Trump incompetence comment and says he want President-elect Donald Trump to take a look for himself. This is from NBC News.
President-elect Trump has blamed you for this crisis. He called you incompetent. What's your response?
Well, I called for him to come out, take a look for himself. We want to do it in the spirit of an open hand, not a closed fist. He's the president-elect. I respect the office. We have a president of the United States that within 36 hours provided a major disaster declaration over a text. We had support from the president of the United States, Joe Biden, with 100% reimbursement. All the resources you can hope for. Imagine constant communication. I'd like to extend that to the president-elect. I don't know what he's referring to when he talks about the Delta smelt and reservoirs. The reservoirs are completely full, the state reservoirs here in Southern California. That disinformation, I don't think advantages or aids any of us. Responding to Donald Trump's insults, we would spend another month. I'm very familiar with them. Every elected official that he disagrees with, very familiar with them.
We do know, though, from reporting here locally, that that one reservoir that serves the Palisades was not full.
And that's exactly what triggered my desire to get the investigation to understand what was happening with that local reservoir. That was not a state system reservoir, which the president-elect was referring to as it relates to the Delta and somehow connecting the Delta smelt to this fire, which is inexcusable because it's inaccurate, also incomprehensible to anyone that understands water policy in the state.
That was not even an answer. It was just words. Intellectual words with no meaning, no truth, no nothing. And you voted for him. You had a chance to get him out with the recall, during the recall, and you said, no, we want him. And now that your house is burning down, Gavin, never. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do for us? Nothing. He has not done anything for you, and he ain't going to do nothing for you. And yet, you vote for him again. And speaking of diversity, and you got a diversity mayor, you got a DEI mayor running California. See what you got? This is South Africa, folks, in the making. And your little DEI stuff, you need to get rid of that. Let's go back to qualified men. The best qualified man. The so-called LAPD, LAFDS diversity chief defends DEI by blaming the victim, the fire department lady. She blamed the victim from the New York Post in a video defending the department DEI hiring practices. Deputy Chief Christian Larson addresses accusation that female firefighters aren't strong enough to carry a man out of a burning building. Here's her response on X from X. Watch this.
Is she strong enough to do this? Or you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire. Which my response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire. He got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
So the fire department lady saying, you're in the wrong place if I have to carry you out of a fire. A DEI person. That's your fault. You wanted the DEI people, you got them. Hello, South Africa. it's only going to get worse. She also says when people's houses are burning down, they want a firefighter to show up who look like them. Watch this.
You want to see somebody that responds to your house, your emergency, whether it's a medical call or a fire call, that looks like you. It gives that person a little bit more ease, knowing that somebody might understand their situation better.
That's so dumb, I don't even know how to respond to that. It's not true, it's a lie, and it's evil. My country's gone. This is South Africa. All the Western world, the Western countries, have become South Africa. When will you take responsibility for your own life? When? If not now, when? Let me go to David out of Florida. David, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jesse.
Hey, David.
How you doing, sir?
All is well.
It's an honor to talk to you, man. I've been listening for a while.
Thank you. Appreciate your call.
So me and my girl were talking the other day, and, you know, she likes you. Some she agrees. She don't agree, whatever. Don't care. And I told her, I see Jesus inside Trump. Am I wrong? Because I see him fearless.
No.
No matter how many things they throw at him.
You're not wrong. I see the same thing. Donald Trump is a perfect example of what Christ was when he walked the earth.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. So I'm not, I don't know if I'm wrong or right, but that's what I said. I think he's like an image of Jesus. What we
that's why absolutely, and that's why he's so hated by the
yes.
right on Republicans, by the Never Trumpers, by the Democrats and the liberal media, because and the court system and everything, they have done everything, even attempted assassination done to him, and they can't stop him because he understands the principles of living. And you can't stop a man or a woman when they live their life in that way.
No, there is no stopping them, man. There is no stopping them, no matter how hard they try.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're absolutely right, David. Amazing. Thanks for
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you so much for answering my call. God bless.
You too, buddy. Call me again.
Y'all be safe. Bye-bye.
All right. Ace, there's a line open, 888-77-JESSE. Ace is out of Florida. Ace, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello?
Ace, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing?
All is well.
Hey, I was starting to read the Bible and the Genesis part.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, God created everything in 6 days, and 7 days he rested.
Right.
And on the fifth day, if I remember right, he said he created humans, male and female. So, and then after Genesis, more chapters into Genesis, he says he put Adam in the Garden of Eden and started naming everything, all the wild animals and creatures and living on the earth. And then I'm thinking, like, where did Eve came in? I mean, he said he made Eve out of Adam's rib, but he already created a female human. Why he had to recreate another? So like he recreated another female for Adam. I was getting confused.
I don't understand. I don't understand. What's your question?
Eve was already created before he took a rib out of Adam and created a partner for him.
Where did you get that from?
The Genesis Bible.
No, but in Genesis, it tells you that the woman came from the man. He created Eve from Adam. And that's why
Genesis,
the woman, That's why the woman is created in the image of the man, and the man is created in the image of God.
But in Genesis chapter 1:27, he said he created a humans, male and female.
He did do
that,
but
he created a man first, then a female.
No, he did do that, but he created the woman from the man. He did. He created the male and the female. He created them both.
Yeah, but and then he said, "Go be fruitful." But he created us as already as sexual creatures, because when he created man and female, he said, "Go be fruitful and multiply." So we already sexual creatures, and then once they ate the forbidden fruit of good and evil, they realized they were naked and they were scared of God when he was walking on the Garden of Eden looking for them. They was hiding from him.
So, Ace, because of your time, I don't understand you. You seem to have confusion with it. What's confusing about what you read?
That Eve was created at the same time as Adam.
Eve were created at the same time as man? Where did it say that?
Genesis chapter 1, verse 27.
Unless you read a new kind of a Bible, it doesn't say they were created at the same time.
Yeah, that's what the scripture says.
What
he
kind of Bible?
Humans.
What kind of Bible you're reading where it says they were created at the same time?
The New Living Testament Bible, the King James Bible, they all got the same wording.
So in the Bible that you're reading, it says that God created Adam and Eve at the same time.
He didn't mention Adam and Eve. He said male and he created humans.
He said
male and female.
He said that he created them at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, so I don't know. I've never seen that in the Bible, and I know that they change the Bible every time they write a new Bible. But I've never seen that before, that he did it at the same time, and that's not true, by the way. And because Adam was around before Eve came along, period. Adam had already living before Eve, before God decided to create Eve. So,
when we were creating the earth in 6 days, he included humans in there, male and female. And then after he rested of creating the earth, then he want to say that he made Adam out of dust. And then Eve, Eve.
Ace, call me on Thursday, because I don't really know what you're saying, and I don't understand your question. So call me on Thursday, but I don't really have time right now. Thank you. Call me Thursday. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Thank you, Ace. Call me back, because that Bible you're reading is screwed up. It's not the real deal. Rick out of Virginia. Welcome to the show, Rick.
My brother JLP, man. Everybody would listen to the show to get knowledge today, brother.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Man, good to talk to y'all. This is for the beginning of the week, man. Love you guys. Man, I just want to comment, man, on y'all governor. They had a chance to vote that guy out. And they continuously vote for these politicians, it's like they don't even care what they do. They go off what the media is saying, and they just go vote for these Democrats.
That's why they don't have any reason to complain. They vote these people in, so
right.
They shouldn't be complaining that their houses are getting burned down. That's what they wanted. They voted in these people.
And they had an opportunity to elect Larry Elder.
Yeah.
I believe he would have done a great job.
I do too.
And they chose to go with Gavin Newsom and all the Democrats. Matter of fact, Karen Bass, the boss down there. Republican congressman.
What was the name of the guy that ran for mayor?
Rick Caruso.
They had a chance to vote for Rick Caruso, but they chose the DEI person. Karen Bass, so they got what they got. Karen Bass has no clue how to run anything, and the people voted for her because she was black and female, not because she was qualified. And now they want to complain, oh, you're not doing the job. They knew she couldn't do the job when they voted for her, but she was the right color.
And you know what, Jesse? It was the same. They had an interview on Fox News. It was a Republican congressman. He was a white guy. He was talking to CNN and a black congresswoman. And he was trying to say how ineffective, you know, Karen Bass, the mayor, and the governor. He was just saying it's a leadership problem. And the first thing she come talk about is, oh, white men ain't the only one that can do a good job. We got more college black educated women. I mean, we built this nation. And that's just false, too.
Bro, they ain't built nothing. They keep saying that black people built this country. Black people didn't build this country.
I always say, Jesse, everybody contributes. Even when the slaves, when they was claiming that they were slaves building the White House, but they needed instruction. You can't build nothing without instruction and blueprints. You can offer the labor, but you can't. You still need guidance to tell, hey, put that brick here, you know.
Yeah.
Build a, you know. Yeah. You still need direction, and that's how I say. Everybody contribute to building this country, man. But like I said, this all this stuff, when you hear blacks talk about it, starts from public school systems, the public colleges, the black politicians, your different urban NAACP, Urban League. And they keep, like you said, they keep blacks so angry that they just put them in a victim mindset.
Yeah, it's so unfortunate, you know, Rick, that not all, but most black people look for somebody else to tell them how to think, how to vote, how to be. They have given up their own lives to evil people. And it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. And it's unfortunate for them, because they are lost, so they just have to suffer through it until they're ready to wake up.
Jesse, man, I hate to say this, man, just a few blacks, but I think for the most part, just my opinion, I'm not God, I can't predict the future. I think blacks are pretty much done. I mean, you have a few that's waking up, but they're so entrapped because that's why they come at the blacks so hard, because they the ones that vote for the Democratic Party very faithfully. They never change. They vote for the Democratic Party 99% of the time, and that's why everybody be after them for your white liberals, your black politicians, your NAACP, all of them, because they know, like a black politician knows, as long as he's in the black area, he got a career the rest of his life.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's so unfortunate, yes.
Yeah, and that's what they vote for. They vote for all these things, and even with the VA department, with the military, you know, the VA was designed to assist veterans, like with education, to come back to the civilian market. And if they got hurt in the military, to help them medically. But, man, people are trying to live off the VA, Jesse.
Amazing. What a mess.
They want the VA to take care of them, because a lot of them claim disability. And where I work at, and at the Yorktown Weapons Base, they
don't name the company that you work for.
Okay, sure thing. I'm sorry about that, Jesse.
Go ahead.
And they buy expensive cars, go on $10,000 vacations instead of becoming economically strong, like paying off their house, paying off their debt.
Amazing. Well, I'm not aware of that happening now at your company, but I do know that everything has changed in my country. And it's for the worse.
Oh,
it
has
not gotten better. Yeah. It's gotten worse.
Look at New Orleans. Same thing happening down there. I'm just saying, with the Department of VA, veterans are using them to live off on. VA is not doing their role like it should be done.
Amazing.
And the Department of VA, they're using a lot of money because most veterans are trying to live off the VA.
Well, I'm not aware of that, but I'm not surprised to hear it. Or if I find out it's true, I wouldn't be surprised. What a mess, Rick.
Yeah. Hey,
thank you, buddy. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. The way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do
the treasure chest is not open on
so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife will do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Welcome back, 888-773-7773, 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of the hour, thehakereport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after that, at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. You black! Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Amazing! And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby, he is back. Energy everywhere, just all over the place. Energy given to him, and not even on loan. It's a gift from God. At 12 noon Pacific time, and then at 2 p.m. today, Punch It TV. At 2 p.m., brand new episode. Watch this.
New people here. That's not Nick.
Yo, yo, yo. How's it going, everybody? This is the American Anchor Baby.
No, you guys know Wes Watson? Social media influencer. And he got in a fight.
I knew that guy was like some weak guy, like this fake alpha.
I think you have to teach a guy a lesson.
There's self-defense and there's like attempted murder.
No, I feel like we shouldn't be encouraging that type of stuff. If we're really going to walk on this path with Christ.
It's like raping and killing your family and then beating you as well.
Yeah.
And you're watching them do it, you're going to turn the other cheek?
What am I supposed to do? I'm getting beat up. All right.
What does it mean to turn the other cheek?
Brand new episode today at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Amazing, huh? Did you hear about this story with Grandma? Don't be robbing Grandma. Also, I heard about a story. I haven't seen proof of it yet. Well, maybe I haven't had a chance to read about it, but someone sent it to me and I haven't read it yet. There is what appears to be a black girl and a black guy going around pretending to be homeless. They're knocking on people's doors and telling people that they're homeless, and when you open up for them, they robbed you. And they appear to be in their 20s, early 20s, or early to mid 20s. So don't be opening up your door for these folks. Human beings are evil, folks. And I'm just not talking about the people who are robbing you. Human nature is evil. There's no good in human beings. No good in human beings. But don't be trying to rob Grandma. This is from KTLA 5. An 85-year-old woman and her family are asking for help identifying three women who attempted to burglarize their home in Carlton on Sunday afternoon. Watch this from KTLA 5.
Margarita Martinez has lived at her Colton home for more than 50 years. She says she has never seen these women before, which we're about to show you in this video. And she and her family are now speaking out because they don't want anyone else to be a victim of them. A relaxing Sunday afternoon sitting on her porch. At least that's how it started for Margarita Martinez at her Colton home, never realizing it would lead to this. A woman entering the house without her watching. It was around 2:15. This woman approaches Margarita.
And she started asking her questions. You know, is somebody in the house? Are you alone?
The woman realizes Margarita doesn't speak English, so she attempts to communicate with her using broken Spanish, a Ring camera capturing the encounter.
And my mom, you know, just out of precaution, said my son is in there. And my mom, she said at some point she's put her hand in her purse, and that's when my mom's worrying, you know, that's what she was worried, because she thought, oh my gosh, she might have a weapon or something.
Instead, it's to grab her phone so that Margarita can call her son. Margarita refuses. The woman proceeds to ask for aloe vera plants. She's persistent in keeping the 85-year-old's attention, saying which specific plants she wants. And the moment she gets Margarita to turn away, two women hiding behind the bushes appear. One of them quickly goes inside the house.
It seemed like they have signals to each other.
Isn't that amazing? Human nature is evil, and it comes in all forms of evil. Isn't that, like, amazing? Thank you, government. You got rid of the law. No police, no bail bond. This is what you're getting now. The family says other police departments are looking for the ladies as well. Watch this.
But little did the three women know Margarita's daughter was watching.
Excuse me.
Hey, get out of there.
Three women quickly leave. Other than plans, it's unclear if they managed to take anything. What they did do was rattle Margarita and her family's sense of security. Now, Colton Police is investigating. The family also says that other agencies around the area also contacted them after seeing that video. In particular, Chino PD also contacted them. I reached out to them to confirm that, and they say yes, that they are looking for a similar group of women who broke into a home back on December 18th and matched the descriptions. So it sounds like not just one agency, but several might be looking for these people.
Amazing, huh? Can you say South Africa now? No police. No bail bond. A law has been passed that you can steal up to $1,000. You're fine, don't worry. Don't worry, you'll be fine. I want my country back. Remember, in the word, it says when you get married, it says to the men, when you get married, take your family far away from your family. Take her far away from your mama and her mama. It's in the word. I'm not making it up. What did you say, Jace?
Never mind.
What were you saying?
I was just making a joke.
Oh, what was your joke?
Women robbing abuela.
Meaning what?
Grandma.
Oh.
Terrible.
Yeah, what a mess. God said, take your wife far away from her mama and your mama. But what do? You keep your wife right around your mama and her mama. And what does mama do? She makes sure your marriage don't work. Because mama got to be first, or it ain't going to be nothing. If mama ain't first, you can hang it up. And do you doubt me? You doubt that, huh? I can hardly find a couple who got married and moved away from the girl's mama and his mama. They move either with mama or right down the road. They're right down the block, right over there. You can look out your door and see mama. If mama ain't living with you, or you living with mama. Stop being a mama's boy. And believe me, if you don't stop doing it the wrong way, if you don't stop being a mama's boy, you might find yourself in this situation. Watch this from my ex. That's the boy's mama.
She was in the life of Stella! She was in the life of Stella!
Okay.
Oh, my God,
no, no.
I'm going to stop.
Are you good?
He just completely stole our moment.
No, keep going, then.
This was... Right, this is our baby.
Don't worry
and
about
the gender. No, it's not like I'm worried. I just want to address it because I don't think this was right.
I'm excited that you have your baby.
You didn't allow him to hug me. I'm his wife.
Yeah.
He hugs you every day, like half the couple.
Yes, but then we just found out we're going to have a little baby girl.
It's fine.
And I'm going to get that he's my first granddaughter.
Go on, everyone's happy. Go on, let's
go. No, I'm not. Go on.
I don't think this is right because you just literally threw yourself at Dane, ended up on the sofa. He couldn't even like hug me.
Right, listen, are you a little bit hormonal?
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Why is everyone starting at me and attacking me? Come on, love.
So what happened, the lady, the young lady and her husband were announcing the gender of the baby. So they popped the thing to announce the gender of the baby, and they were expected, it seems, to hug and be happy. But the mama ran over, jumped between the woman that's pregnant, the man's wife, I guess, and the man, her son, and she all hugging and throwing the man down on the couch and just all over him. And the girl like, you stole the moment. You got in between me and the baby daddy. I don't know if they're married or what, but the baby daddy, the mama stole the moment. Like she was pregnant for the man. And that's what the girl was arguing at the mama about. And the mama stood and said, you know what? You're right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Isn't that amazing? Darren, did you tell me that the lady shot her or something? What'd you say? Okay, he didn't say that. She didn't shoot her. But the woman was upset that the mom-in-law jumped between the moment. At last, she was pregnant and she was having a baby. Isn't that amazing? God said, when you get married, take your wife far away from her mama and your mama. But no, you let mama move in or you move right down the road from mama. Why you stay around your mama? This doesn't even make sense. If you still need mama, don't get married. Just stay at home with mama and be defeated. What a mess. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Marcy, a first-time caller out of California. Marcy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Marcy. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. Happy Monday. I'm so excited to talk to you. You have no idea how much you have changed my life.
It's Mercy, not Marcy, right?
Right.
Mercy. Lord, have mercy.
I'm sorry. I'm a little emotional. I'm barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen.
Nice. Amazing.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you. I found you almost a year ago on Tom and Christina's podcast, and you came into my life at a point where I was looking for the truth, and I'm so grateful.
Right on. When you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, it only gets better. And you stay with it, I don't care what happens. You stay with it, all right?
Yes, I do. I do the silent prayer, and just everything has changed. I've apologized to my parents, even though my mom has passed.
Right
and,
on.
You know, everything is just, you're a godsend.
Well, that's amazing. I'm glad to hear that. Congratulations. Is this your first child or second?
No, this is our second child.
Congratulations.
And I just want you to know that I do obey my husband.
Right on. That's right. Amazing.
That is right.
So let me ask.
Yes.
Is it hard or was it hard to obey him?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. And it's funny because I have friends who think that it's very weird that I am submissive to my husband, but I understand that they don't understand.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. You live your life and don't let them tell you how to live. Don't follow their rules. You follow the rules of your heart.
Yeah, I do. And I just, I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Amazing.
And it's a great way to start the week.
For those who don't know, Tom and Christina podcast is called Your Mama House.
Yes, Your Mom's House.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a fun interview. I enjoyed that.
It was. And I remember listening to it and I was going through the valley of the shadow of death and I was looking for truth. And I started listening to that podcast and I saw you on there. And I just heard everything you had to say, and I just broke down, and I was like, this is what I've been searching for. This is the truth that I've been looking for.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful. I'm working on myself every day. I've noticed that I've become a better wife, a better mother.
Yeah.
And my husband, I turned him onto your show, and he also is working on himself. We do the silent prayer. And I know what you mean when you say that it's a marriage that will last until death does us part.
Absolutely. It will. Because you're working on yourself, God is with you, the marriage will last forever. The one thing that is so nice about you heard the truth, and because you were open and you welcomed the truth entered into you, and now it is controlling you. And the truth will only enter into the man or the woman who welcome the truth. You have to be open to it. And so I'm telling you, if you just stay with it, watch those thoughts. Don't ever blame anyone for the way you feel because it's inside of you. They will be taken away from you, and it's just going to get clearer and better for you. You're going to know what love is. You're going to know God. It's just going to get better.
I believe it. I believe everything you say because I'm living it every day, and it's amazing.
Amazing. When I say that, I got to run. When is the baby coming?
The baby's coming in March, so
right on.
We're getting pretty close. I'm getting pretty big, but I'm still in the kitchen, Jesse.
Amazing. Well, you stay there, and you stay with the prayer, and you watch, and it's just going to be better, even better, all right?
Thank you so much, Jesse. God bless you, and I love you so, so much. I really do.
Thank you. I love you as well, and I wish you well, and congratulations again on the baby.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too. Amazing.
Amazing. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chats.
Pastor Chatelet gifted a subscription to Floshinsky over on Rumble.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you, Pastor Chatelet.
The Observer of Thought Spot a Coffee. Have an amazing day.
Thank you. I will.
Greenwald says, empty fire hydrants in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, a single $8 billion family owns almost all of California's water for their pistachio business, according to him. Big Democrat donors, and they love cheap illegal labor. Follow the money, Jesse.
It's about the money. It is, folks. It's about the money and the power. But what do you expect? This is hell on earth. Hell is right. Don't worry about going to hell. You're already in hell. Welcome to hell. Overcome your hell by overcoming your anger, all right? This is hell on earth. This is the Old Testament right now. And the New Testament is inside of you. It really is a new kingdom. Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki bought a coffee. God said want for nothing, yet we are conditioned to believe we should follow our dreams. I remember having to write essays about that in high school.
I know. You ain't got no dream to follow. Forget about your dream. What the...
Commander Kim with a rumble rant says both mother-in-law and daughter-in-law were wrong. The parents-to-be hosted a gender reveal party to get attention, make excitement, cause jealousy. Then when grandma-to-be reacts to their setup, they get ticked. Eye roll emoji.
But mama ain't got nobody running over there hugging and knocking the son away from the mother, the baby, his baby mama, and she act like she had the baby.
Indeed. What the? That was ridiculous.
It was like, wait till Joel get a hold of this one. I can't wait to hear from what Joel has to say about it on Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m.
Me neither. Me and Big Mama Michelle at the buffet, or eat the buffet, I don't know, at the buffet, bought a coffee. Tell Denny from Bulgaria to send that big, beautiful woman my way.
Oh, Denny call about the fat lady. Denny, don't go out with a woman if you, you know, and if you, I guess you met her online and you didn't see the picture when you found out she was fat. But just wish her well and you move on. Some fat women are that way and not want to be that way. They're using to eat to forget instead of to overcome. Amazing. Thank you.
All my bone days says, let the countdown begin. It's going to be 1 week before our greatest president makes his triumphant return to office. What does the Great White Hope have to say today? My guess.
I was just about to find out. What?
My guess is, and yes, together we will make America great again.
Amazing. Let's check. Let's see.
Oh, Don, you're a little controversial. You're talking about illegal immigration. I said it's illegal.
Nice.
Amazing. The Great White Hope. Making America great again. We have a government in California that said they're going to fight against the president. He's trying to do the right thing. And they're going to fight against the president, sending the illegal back home. And you think you're going to stop your house from burning down? Your thinking is not clear. Amazing. Thank you.
Easier done than said, bought a coffee. Every time someone says, how do I not think? I need that to make decisions and function. Answer is always, you've been doing it your whole life and you're not functioning. You haven't made one good decision. And then absolute silence, laughing face. Jesus himself couldn't have said it better. Heart, hands. Morning, Jesse and crew.
And why don't you think about all your life, you've been trying to make your life work. You've been trying to make decisions. You've been doing it. And it doesn't work. You should have been trying to be a better person. It ain't going to work. Ain't no such thing as you being a better person. You can't make yourself be a better person. What the? Why not let go and just live? Drop all your little rules and your little moralities and your morals and your values and everything you've been taught. It's not working, and it ain't going to work. Why not just live? Don't let other people tell you how to live. People can't tell you how to live. Why not just live? Amazing. Thank you.
Over on Buy Me a Coffee, Easier Done Than Said, says, Jesse, now that I'm working on myself, can I attempt to read the Bible? The Old Testament is tribulations and New Testament more like guidance, reference on how to live, correct?
No. You can't read the Bible and tell you how to live. You live by living. Live from within. Just live. You don't need a guide on how to live. You just need to live. Read the Bible. There's nothing wrong with reading the Bible. Not to remember, though. But read the Bible. But how to live, just live, and you will know how to live by living. What the? Look how many people tried to live by the Bible. It ain't working. You don't know one person living by the Bible, and it's working for them. You don't know nobody. Amazing. Thank you.
Cesar, three coffees. Ever since I started listening to JLP at the beginning of last year, I've improved spiritually, mentally, and even financially. What the? Coincidence? I think not.
Right on. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing.
Shout out to Coffee Talk with Sandra, Games for Rec, Fatty Wat, Misty, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters over on the DLive crew. Thank you, guys, as always.
Thank you.
And thank you, guys. Mike in the UK says, the kids are riding the bikes in the middle of the road. There are many angry people and some who will try to knock them off in anger.
Yeah.
Jesse needs to tell the drivers not to react and control their anger, not encourage anger.
And that's what we said on last week when we dealt with that. stay away from the anger. So when you run into a situation, you don't respond or react by overreacting in the wrong way. You got to drop the anger, folks. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. That is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. Thank you. Wow, I'm so out of time. Where did those 3 hours go? The ladies forum this Thursday, ladies. Get ready. The first Thursday of the month for the third Thursday of the month for the lady, but the first meeting of the year of 2025. It's going to be a doozy. You don't want to miss, ladies, you don't want to miss this one. We start out on fire this year. The Hake Report is coming up. TheHakeReport.com. And then after the Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, the guy with the good hair, Joel Friday and TV. He black. Joel Friday and TV at 11 a.m. And then the American Baby, the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Excuse me, the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. And then at 2 p.m. Pacific time, all these times are Pacific time. Punch your TV at 2 p.m. You don't want to miss that. Get ready. Thank you for your support, your super chats, and your donations and everything. We got a lot of work to do, and thank you for helping others, helping us to help others without me having to ask. I appreciate it. And to the callers, I am so out of time. Tomorrow is Country and Western Tuesday. I'll be back tomorrow. If you can, call me back tomorrow. I am so out of time right now. All right? I don't know where the time went. But stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And you can overcome your hell right here on earth. But you got to go through hell to get to heaven. You ain't going to get to heaven unless you go through hell. You can hang it up. You can go down to the front of the church and chop Jesus. That ain't going to work. You got to go through hell to get to heaven. Amazing. To the callers, I'm out of time. The Hake Report coming up now. Have a good day.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Some of you know we have, under my nonprofit bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, and we have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We have a home for young men. We tutor. We counsel. We help find jobs. We have church services. We have men's forums the first Thursday night of every month. We also have women's forum the third Thursday night of every month. And Sunday morning meetings for everybody, men, women, and children, everybody. And it's growing. It's growing. So, and for those who have stuck in there, they're doing amazing things. Those who want quick fix, they're not, right? Everything is a growing thing. You grow into love. You grow into life. You grow into wealth. You grow into everything, right? So check us out on RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com. bond.com, all right? Or call 800-411-BOND.